And here we are 3 days after the news broke that the FBI is looking into more emails that may be connected to the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private server. How much has this news affected the state of the presidential race? Joining us now is NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hi there.
And we don't have very much polling that's come after the news on Friday, but there is a new Politico morning consult poll out today that was done over the weekend, and it doesn't show much damage for Hillary Clinton, even after the news broke on Friday. What are your thoughts about how this news might or is or isn't affecting the race?
Well, you know, it's never a good idea to focus on one poll in the immediate after hours of any kind of an event, unless you were a pollster looking to measure the depth or the height of some kind of fallout. The fact is, when big news events happen, you got to wait a week and a half until you really know what impact it's had more broadly in a race. Unfortunately for us, a week and a half,
right,
is election day. So we'll have that very good poll on Tuesday.
But we are seeing a tightening generally. It could have started before and probably did start before the news came out on Friday. But it does look like many of the polls are starting to tighten.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if I can say many, but I would say that there's something, and it's also hard to peg to what exactly, because, you know, there's been something of a natural tightening. There usually is a something of a natural tightening as you head toward election day, because voters who might have been thinking about another candidate come home, or undecideds finally start to make up their minds. And they on those undecided voters, if you're talking about people who voted Republican heavily in past elections or Democratic in past elections, they usually go the way that they're used to voting. So that's some of what you're seeing, as well as the fact that, let's be honest, there were some of the Obamacare news that came out last week. You had this email stuff. You know, when there's bad news in the you know, front pages of the papers and on the air, then that's a slight direction of where things are going. But frankly, here, people are pretty baked in with how they think about these two candidates.
And what about the down ballot candidates, people running for Senate and the House? Does this news affect them?
Well, it certainly could. I mean, if the what happens after this reminds people of Hillary Clinton's thought untrustworthiness or whatever it is for independents or persuadable voters, and the effect winds up being that Hillary Clinton's red map expansion is suddenly curtailed, and Donald Trump is able to pull off winning Georgia or Arizona, Utah, and all of that expansion suddenly stops, then you could see potentially some of those Republicans in some of the swing states be able to try to separate themselves still from Trump. That's not to say that's necessarily going to happen, but you are seeing right now Democrats favored still to win back the Senate, be it narrowly. And either way, you're going to have a very narrow majority for either party come next Congress.
We also hear a lot, and we have heard a lot, about how little ground game Donald Trump has.
Right.
Is that still true? And does that matter in this last week? If Hillary Clinton is hurt in the polls, does it matter a little less because she's got a much stronger ground game?
Well, there's a distinction between the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee. The Trump campaign has almost no ground game. The Republican National Committee is almost 100% supplanting what would be typical work that that a Republican campaign would be doing. Yes, the RNC has lots of staffers. They're focusing very heavily in swing states like Florida, where Donald Trump has to win in order to have any path to the presidency. But the Clinton campaign has been doing this a while. They have good analytics teams. They know the voters that not only she needs to turn out, but voters that President Obama turned out in 2012 and 2008. And they just need to target and find the metrics to get those voters out to the polls, something that's been tried and tested twice for this president.
Looks like both of the candidates are going to be spending some time in Florida between now and Election Day, but also Hillary Clinton heading out to Arizona. Trump's going to be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Are these surprising places, do you think, for these candidates to be spending their final days?
Well, a couple of things. You know, Hillary Clinton wants to expand the map. She wants to be able to show a very broad win if she's able to win. So pulling off a place like Arizona or a place like Georgia or a place even like North Carolina, where few had probably thought a cycle or two ago could be possible. But in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, New Mexico, where you see Mike Pence, these are all places that Donald Trump you know, if he could have a shot to win, he's got to pick off some kind of Democratic-leaning state. Most likely path for him would have been a place like New Hampshire or Pennsylvania, but the numbers haven't really moved in his direction, so he's trying something else. And at this point, it's a little bit of a Hail Mary.
And, of course, we've already had more than 22 million people cast ballots in early voting in my neighborhood. There was a two-hour wait on Saturday. NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro, thanks as always.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.